Hey, welcome to Mornings with Ken. Go get that cup of coffee. Go get that virtual donut. Kick off your shoes, pull up a chair. Stay a while, because I'm really glad you're here. That's right. And this is the only podcast that isn't meant for you. It's not meant for everybody. You got to be invited to listen to Mornings with Ken. Hey, I am so glad you guys are here. So thankful that you guys would spend a little bit of time with Mornings with Ken. Hey, so this show is going to be offensive to some people. So some of you ladies out there, this show may offend you. So please close your app right now. Do not listen to this episode of Mornings with Ken. No, enter at your own risk. So, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings today on Mornings with Ken. And I don't want to bring any condemnation to any of my listeners. Because, you know, who the sun sets free is free indeed, right? There's no condemnation for those that are in Christ, right? But I'm going to bring you plenty of condemnation on today's show. No, I have to laugh. Hey, did you guys hear about the latest in thing in fashion right now? Yeah, so apparently the Stanley thermos is back in style once more. Now, you remember we had the, remember when Bubba tumblers were all the rage? You know, everybody had their, you had to have a Bubba tumbler. I mean, it was a thing. It really was. The Bubba tumbler, you know, to put your water in. And, you know, that was a big fad. I mean, people were buying, you had to have the Bubba, right? Well, then you had to have, you know, that was a fad. Then Yeti got involved. So Yeti, you had to have a Yeti tumbler. That's right, a Yeti tumbler. And, not only did you have to have a Yeti tumbler, but then you had to have a Yeti wine vessel, tumbler, I guess. It was made for putting a little wine in your tumbler there, a little short version of a tumbler. And so that was the thing. Everything had to be Yeti this, Yeti that, Yeti coolers, Yeti everything, right? Well, now the hot trend is a Stanley thermos or tumbler. So you can get the Stanley thermos or tumbler. And that's all the rage right now. You got to have the latest and greatest. So you got to have the Stanley tumbler. It does the same thing that the Bubba did and the Yeti did. But, you know, Stanley made a comeback. Now you can get a Stanley tumbler from anywhere from $35 to $45 for a 16-ounce tumbler. $35 to $45 for a tumbler. That's right. Now I remember when, you know, tumblers, or I'm not, sorry, Stanley coffee thermoses was a working man's thing, right? If you were a hard-working man, you made your fresh pot of coffee in the morning, you know, and you poured that nice coffee in your thermos. It had to last all day. And, you know, you put the, the cheaper kind came with like the little plastic cup with a little handle, an actually coffee cup, but it was plastic. The more expensive kind than the kind that I had, that kept your coffee really nice and hot all day, had the little cap. It was a drinking cup, but it twists on top and twists off. There is no little thing to grab your coffee cup with your finger. You twisted it on, you twisted it off, you poured your coffee in the nice cap, and you drank your coffee straight from the cap lid of your Stanley thermos. And man, that stuff kept your coffee nice and hot all day long. Well made. They were glass inside. Oh yeah. Very, very nice Stanley coffee thermos. And yeah, I had one, but unfortunately, I think I gave it away. I think I gave it away to the Goodwill or someplace. Now I wish I had it, because heck, if I had an original Stanley thermos, if the new ones are selling for $45, I might be able to get $100 out of my thermos. Oh man, I wish I would have kept that thermos. Oh man. I wonder if I didn't give it away. But I wonder if it's still around the house somewhere. No, I'm pretty sure I gave it away. Darn it. But the reason I bring that up, isn't that funny how we think how things come in fashion and become trends, and you just got to have it because of the name that they slap on there. I mean, there was a time when Stanley was old. Stanley's what your grandpa used to tug to work with him, you know, throw it in the back of the pickup truck and, you know. But now Stanley's all the rage. You can get the women, this is mostly for women. Women, you can get your work jacket. You know how they had the, what was it, North Face was popular for a while. Big rugged coat, keep you warm. Well, now Stanley is the newest North Face now. Stanley's, everything should be made by Stanley. They're the biggest thing in that field right now, in clothing and work clothing and tumblers. You got to make it a Stanley. They're so popular right now. I saw a story online where I believe it was Target. These young kids got fired at Target. I believe it was Target, because they were hiding the Stanley tumblers from the public so they could buy them themselves for, you know, their friends and families. So when you know, some of them were stealing them or hiding them so only their relatives could get the latest and greatest Stanley tumbler. Now, isn't that silly? All because some person in a marketing department marketed it so well that you got to have a Stanley tumbler now. And it's just silliness. And I bring this up, and now this is the part that some of you ladies are going to get offended. Some of you ladies out there, Joe, are going to get offended. And I don't mean to offend you. I really don't. So please take this condemnation with love from Mornings with Ken. With love, I bring up purses. Purses. Now, ladies, please don't get offended. I want to say something right off the bat. I am not your budget manager. And I don't know what income you have. And that income is for you to decide what you want to buy. And if you can afford something and it's well within your budget, that's up to you how you want to spend your money. There's no condemnation. There's nothing wrong with buying a product that you love and you have the money for it. That you have free will. You have the right to make that purchase with no condemnation. And I'm not throwing stones. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. But my wife and I, Dixie, my lovely wife, we were in a store recently, and I'm waiting for my wife to pick out a purse. So we're in a purse section. So my wife wanted a new purse. So she's looking at these purses. And I would say this store is more noted for their discounted items. Or I don't know if discount. They have a variety of different clothing and things, and but they're somewhat usually discounted a little bit. Well, my wife's looking at purses, so I'm over there, you know, bored to tears, and I start, you know, what am I going to do? I'm in the purses, right? I start looking at purses, and I'm looking at prices. So I flip up, I sell the sign that says, you know, like, what was it? 60% off or something like that? It was a high percentage off. They were having a sale on purses. So I walk over, and I grab one of the purses, and I look at the tag, and it said, on sale now, with a red sticker. I think it was a red sticker. And it said, now only $250. $250. And I about shook my head, and I had to grab on to the table behind me, and it almost fell over like Fred Sanford on Sanford and Sons. And $250. And then there's a purse right next to it. There was another purse right next to it, and it was on sale. They were about the same size of purse. I even opened them up, and the pockets, the placement of the inside pockets of the purses, were almost identical. So they were made very much the same. Same amount of pockets, same size. This one was on sale for $29.99. $29.99! Now, the other purse just set right next to it was on sale for $250. So I call Dixie over there. I go, Dixie, come here. I go, look at this purse here. I flipped over the tag and showed her. I said, $250? And she said, oh, that's a good deal. Because it was so much percentage off. I think it was 60% off or something like that. I go, what are you talking about? She said, well, it's a Louis Vuitton. It's a Louis Vuitton purse. I go, I don't care whose name it has on it. Louis Vuitton, $250 it was more of a handbag than it was even a purse. It was a smaller handbag. And I said, but look at this purse right next to it. I said, it's about the exact same size. If you open it up, it has the same amount of inside pockets. I said, basically, they're the same purse, different design. This one says Louis Vuitton, and this one says, I don't know, VM, or I don't know what brand it was. I think it was a VM brand. I thought, what the heck? They're about the same thing. She said, yeah, but this one's Louis Vuitton. Again, I don't care whose name is on it. I don't care. A man doesn't. I've never bought a wallet. I've never been in a box store and went over to the wallets, and I either bought a bifold or a trifold, either one. Usually I'm a bifold guy. Yeah. I'm not a trifold. I don't go all the way to trifold. I'm only a bifold guy. And, I grab the wallet. I look at it. I go, yeah, it looks pretty good. Got two sections here and place to put my driver's license, credit card. Done. Oh, you know, I don't go look at it and say, oh, but this one is a, I don't know, Calvin Klein, or this one is a, I don't know, John Wayne. I don't know. Like, it's a wallet. It has a purpose, and its purpose is to keep my driver's license and credit card. Like, I don't know what else I would look for. I don't care whose name is on the wallet. I prefer no one's name would be on the wallet but mine. So I don't understand some of you ladies out there. And let me tell you, ladies, if you want to buy your Louis Vuitton purse, there's no combination on Mornings with Ken. You go buy that Louis Vuitton purse. You got the money. It's your money. It's your money. You do what you got to do. No guilt, no shame. There's starving kids in Africa and India living on $3 a month. But hey, you got that $300 purse. No, I'm just kidding. We live in a whole nother country. You have freedom. You have, God blesses you with wealth and use your wealth wisely. But guys, sometimes you got to step back and question, what are we buying? What are we buying? And would it make Dave Ramsey happy? Would it make Dave Ramsey happy? You know, again, no condemnation. Buy what you can afford and enjoy it. But anyway, so I found this scripture in Proverbs 21:20. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. But a foolish man spendeth it all up. Let me read that again. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 20. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. But a foolish man spendeth it all up. So, Peter's telling us there's treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. So it's okay, you know, you should have some treasure. You should have some treasure stored up. Make sure you got oil. Now, oil in those days was an important commodity to have for your lamps. So you want to make sure you have plenty of oil. If you're a wise person, make sure you got some treasure and some oil, you know, saved up. But also here it says, but a foolish man spendeth it all up. A foolish man spendeth it all up. Now, I don't want to put into scripture anything that ain't there. But it seems to me, Proverbs 21:20, if you got a little bit of wealth, you got a little bit of oil, be wise with it. Don't spend it all up. Don't spend it all up on that Louis Vuitton purse or that $45 Stanley tumbler. When that Bubba tumbler, who once was all the rage, is now in the discount part of for $9.99, when that Bubba tumbler used to be king of the hill, and then he gave way to Yeti, and now they're both sitting on the discounted shelf a little bit below, and that Stanley kind of moved up to the top shelf now. So, I don't know, folks. I think we need to look better about how we spend our money, but that's your job, and my job is to keep track of my money. But in a related story, in a related event this week, I was listening to this pastor on the radio, Christian radio, and he had done a sermon, and he was talking about the lottery. Now, I'm not going to steal from his sermon, so I'm not stealing from his sermon. I looked up my own information, so this information, but he got me thinking when I was going to talk about this subject. So I want to bring up a story he failed to mention on his sermon, but I looked it up myself, got my information here. It kind of goes along how we value money and how wise we are with the money that we've been given. Because none of it's ours, truly. We say, well, I've earned this money. Nah, God kind of puts you in charge of it for a short time. If it wasn't for God's blessing, you would have no money, as wise as you think you are. So I saw this little blurb on the internet here. A guy by the name of Bud Post, from 1988 in Pennsylvania. He's from Pennsylvania. He won the state lottery in 1988. He won, at that time, which is one of the biggest lottery winners, winnings of all, biggest amount, $16.2 million. So Bud Post from Pennsylvania won the state Pennsylvania lottery, $16.2 million in 1988. He is noted to be one of the persons who lost his lottery winnings faster than anybody else. One of the fastest losers of his lottery winnings. In 1 year, he was broke. He lost it all within a year. He lost $16.2 million in 1 year. You want to know how he did that? Let me tell you how he did that. Well, first of all, his ex-girlfriend, not his current girlfriend when he won the lottery, his ex-girlfriend sued him for half. Sued him for half. So he won 16.2 and she sued him for half of the money. His brother, this guy's brother, hired a hitman to try to kill him. So this guy's own brother hired a hitman to try to kill him. I guess, you know, of course, it was unsuccessful. He did not die by the hands of his brother's hitman. He tried to do, I think, something wise. He invested his money into his own private business. So he had a small business. And he used some of his winnings to try to invest in his own business. The problem was, it wasn't very successful. The business went under in less than 1 year. So in less than 1 year, he lost $16.2 million. And the article said that he spent the rest of his life living on welfare, food stamps, and government housing. Government housing and on food stamps for the rest of his life. Could you imagine that? Winning $16.2 million. Your brother tries to have you killed, most likely probably for the money. Your ex-girlfriend comes in and sues you for half the money. You invest in your business and it fails miserably. And now you're living on food stamps. When someone asked him about his life, he says, "I wish it never would have happened. I wish I never would have won the lottery." He says, quote here, "I was much happier when I was broke. I was much happier when I was broke." So money doesn't solve any problems. It truly doesn't. And I think that it goes to show you where to use our money wisely. And I'm preaching to the choir here because I've been bad with money from time to time, and I failed. So I'm not a winner in this category. But I think it does us good to reevaluate our lives, reevaluate what we hold dear, what do we treasure, what are we saving up and being wise with, and most of all, what would make Dave Ramsey happy. Oh man, what would Dave Ramsey say? But anyway, folks, let's just be mindful of Proverbs 21:20. There is a treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it all up. Hey, thanks for stopping by Mornings with Ken. I hope you have a blessed day today. Bye-bye now.